Internship is a process. Graduate placement is the solution. Hi, I'm Thompson Kumakubela from the South African Council for Graduates, SAGRA. We're delighted to offer you, with Rinus Leroux, the Workplace Career Readiness Program.
Thank you for this opportunity. Today I want to intro this topic about attention to detail in problem solving. And Mr. Makubela will take care of the problem solving part, but I want to chat to you a little bit about attention. We are all very thin spread for attention. If you go onto social media, if you go sit and watch TV, when you speak to your parents, to your children, to your friends, all of these people are in need of your attention. And so is your job. Your job is in need of your attention. So I want to tell you that the word attention is a very powerful thing, because that what you put your attention on starts to magnify in your life. So if you put your attention on negative stuff will magnify. If you put your attention on positive stuff will magnify. So in the physical world, the currency we use to get what we want is money. So if you want something, you go out and you put the money down and you get what you want. It is the same in the metaphysical world. Where you put your attention is what will expand. So you will not spend money on that what you don't want. You will not go into a shop and say, this is the most ugliest lamp I've ever seen in my life, or bed or car. And then you say, I'm going to give you money for this because it's so ugly, I just want it. Nobody does that. Nobody spends money on what they don't want. In the same way, you cannot spend your attention on what you don't want. Because if you spend money on what you don't want, when you get home, trust me, that what you don't want will be there because you've bought it. If you spend attention on what you don't want, trust me, that too will appear in your life. So when you solve problems, or when you are in critical thinking mode, or when you want to make a difference, you have to make sure you put your attention on the right stuff. If you put it on the wrong stuff, you will get the wrong stuff entering your life. So, sir, on this note of talking about attention, what is your advice regarding problem solving and where you put your attention?
These are all important aspects that our young people, as they enter into the world of work, they must remember that we would like to move them away from being interns to become employees. We don't want them to end at being employees. We want them to become managers, to evolve and become directors or even shareholders of these organizations. So talking about attention to detail, for me, it talks about being intentional. You cannot have attention to detail if you are not intentional. So work with intent. That comes from the purpose for the work, for your life. Let it guide you. That is going to help you to be a success in the workplace. That is going to help you to make the host employer, be it the supervisor, be it we have a single department or you rotate between the departments, which is what SAGRA, the South African Council for Graduates, strives for. We would appreciate to see many employers move graduates from one department to another. That will give us a better sense of how well they are doing from one department to the other. To have attention to detail means we are able to cross the T's and dots the I's. You're able to see things at the finest level. You're able to pick up mistakes and problems. You're able to follow up the checklist that you've been given. And actually, you're able to end on the checklist. So having an attention to detail can solve and save company a lot of money. There's a high level of litigation in corporate South Africa today. When an incorrect product has been dispatched, that means the company has to send what has been sent twice, and that brings about an unhappiness on the side of the client. When you're able to prevent problems from occurring, you're saving company money. That is the level at which we are asking you to be intentional, to be able to have high level of attention to details. Now, when you talk about problem solving, when we started in this session, I spoke about graduates being part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the last session we spoke about potential for problem solving, which is part of the PhD assessment of the South African Council for Graduates. You as a problem solver, you must first, as you've said, I like the way you've said it, be able to identify pitfalls and spend more time on what you like. Spend more time on what is working. If you maximize your attention on what is working, you'll have the inclination to be able to reduce that which is not working. So as you go out there to the market, look out first, remember the best. Look out for the finest things that are working. Once everything is working well for you, spend 70% of your time making things work. Then you can spend the other 30% fixing that which is not working. So please go out there. As you're in your workplace, pay attention to work that we are given. Pay attention and be intentional about the submissions that you make. That will make the employer wants to keep you. Like it happened with the undergraduate at the Department of Public Works. We look forward to receive more feedback because last week I spent, as part of the CEO's visit, I spent 2 hours at Basmark. I was thrilled to learn that 2 of our graduates have now been promoted. These graduates started just 2 months ago. So you can be one of them. Go out there to please your employer by paying attention to detail and giving accurate feedback. That will save company money and ensure that you get also testimonials that are positive from the clients or from the other people that are working with you. Every person that you encounter is a client. Treat them as a client. Treat them as someone who's paying your salary or your stipend. All the best. May this be meaningful and add significance to your work and make you productive in your workplace.